Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I couldn't resist. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you're glad, if you've already been listening today, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Jim Ostroff is with us, and we consider him to be one of the highly intelligent individuals out there. Jim is one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Editors. They're the folks who produce the almost 87-year-old, family-owned, entrepreneurially created by Willard Kiplinger back in 1923, the Kiplinger Letter, the one that we talk about every week. It's still out there, still cranking out every week to tell the world and you and me what's going on in the world. And he's our good friend, Jim Ostroff. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay. The currency issues that are going on right now are very interesting. And one of the things one of the most difficult and complicated issues that we've ever talked about on the show is this idea of currency and how they interplay with each other and the whole, you know, every force has an equal and opposite reaction. Every reaction is an equal and opposite reaction, the old Newton thing. The dollar is rising against worldwide currencies right now, isn't it?
Well, it is, and ultimately that's really based on the situation in Europe.
Right. And, well, the thing is that for a long time, the dollar was weak, and the dollar was under, they called it, the dollar is under attack, you know, and it was being devalued against other currencies. And there's so many paradoxes inside of currency discussions, Jim, because when the dollar is weak, it makes the United States feel that our currency is not good. And especially when some commodities are denominated in the dollar, like oil,
right,
it affects things across the marketplace. But it was good for our recovery because the manufacturing was more competitive, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And so the thing here is that weak dollar equals higher prices for oil and many metal commodities that we use, you know,
right,
ourselves. But on the other hand, weak dollar meant that the exports, the goods and the services made by U.S. companies were more affordable overseas.
If we had had a strong dollar over the last 2-3 years, our economy would have been worse off than it is now.
Absolutely.
So Bob McTeer, one of the great economists of our time and a former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, president of the Dallas Fed, who's a member of our brain trust, has said on this show before, you know, yes, I want a stronger dollar, but not quite yet.
Well, that's
give
right.
me a stronger dollar, but not right, not just now.
Not right now. But of course, the thing is, we can't really control it. You know, there are some things central banks can do, but ultimately we can't control it. The dollar is strengthening now. It's stronger. And, you know, we'll have to deal with it.
Well, and so on some levels, though, it's good. If you're traveling abroad, it's good.
Well,
because your dollar will buy more than it would have before.
That's right. And prices, generally then, a stronger dollar means somewhat lower prices for oil and the metals used by manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive.
But a stronger dollar, as much as it's good for our national spirit and for world travelers, it's not good for manufacturers and those who export. And that's going to put a negative impact. It's going to create an extra degree of headwind on our recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. And I'm saying, you might say, okay, good, lower prices for things we use, but lower prices ultimately for the goods that we sell overseas, or better competition elsewhere, so we don't sell. And, you know, manufacturing and exports have really been an engine of our economy. So it's a mixed bag. There are headwinds.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that we say here will be playing out really especially next year, as things gather.
But as the dollar strengthens, and it, to the degree that that lowers, contributes to lowering of petroleum prices,
right,
that's going to be good for the American consumer.
It will, and
we're already seeing that, aren't we, at the pump right now?
We are. Prices are falling. They at the pump. They will continue to fall, and so especially for the American consumer, you know, it's rather propitious coming mm-hmm. during the summer driving season, and you know.
But a lot of what's going on right now, the strengthening of the dollar, is at the expense of the euro.
It is.
And I don't think it's good for the world for the euro to not be viable. It wouldn't upset me if the euro would devalue a little bit. It had gotten a little too strong, in my opinion, for a while. But as it doesn't need to get so weak that we have the chance to lose the euro. I think that would be a mistake. Quick break. Right back with Jim Ostroff after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.